Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We got our guests back again. John Henton's with us, and also Chad Zumach, and Colleen is with us too this morning.
Chad got recognized at the gym. John couldn't leave the hotel today. People wanted autographs.
All right.
Makes it fun.
That's right. Yes. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Two shows tonight, two tomorrow, one on Sunday. Recognize you at the gym.
Yeah, some person came up and they're like, "You Chad Zumach?" And I'm like, "You're damn right I am."
Was it the bartender?
Now,
from
where they recognize your
summons?
Where they recognize your face from? Because you do stand up all over the country, but it's one situation like that or social media, well, or they see you on TV.
There's a radio show I do in New York called Bennington. Ron Bennington.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah,
I don't know him. I know the show. Yeah,
they love me on that show. So then they start following me through all kinds of other things.
Got it.
And they're like, "Oh my God, it was crazy." I mean, John.
But they still recognize just from a still photo somewhere.
Yeah. So
I know John because he's been on TV, and you really haven't.
But John, I'm sure.
He's been on TV.
Yeah, I know.
But John's had like he has like more doing all the sitcom stuff.
Yeah.
So I was so pumped up someone recognized me. Like I was just like, I wouldn't let the guy go. And he was just like, "All right, dude, I just knew who you were. And I was like, "No, let's do a photo, man." And he's just, by the time it was over, I don't think he's a fan of mine anymore. He's like, a weirdo.
Call him today. Let's call him this morning. How'd you recognize him? Still recognize him. That's pretty cool. FunnyWinOmo.com to see these guys.
Yeah, you going to the gym today?
Yeah. Oh, you know he's going.
Hey, man, what's up? It's me.
Hey, spot me.
He's your best friend now. Yeah. Come back to visit. The guy that recognized me at the gym is my best friend. Damn right I am.
Can't wait to get back to that town.
It's Bernie Sanders' birthday today.
God. We don't who's taller?
We can.
All right.
Bernie Sanders is 76.
I had a guy, and one of the dads at the football practice last night said to me, "Hey, man, I liked who's taller today." And I go, "Man, I think we're taking that too seriously." He goes, no, it's really funny. I said, "Well, as long as who's taller is funny, because it's a stupid game."
It truly is. It truly is.
By me embracing it, see. He did hear you,
and he mentioned the fact that they were going to try to push yours off since it was November.
Right.
And I said, "No, let's do it now."
Yeah.
And this guy appreciated doing it now. He wanted to know how tall you were.
Yeah. Did you see the email we got yesterday?
What, about?
Like I said, it's a little too much. You did a whole segment on who's taller.
Right.
It's gone from a joke to something you seem to enjoy now. So he thinks.
Well, I blame Henton for that, man. Yeah. He was totally into it.
It's getting a little too serious.
So Bernie Sanders is how old?
He's 76 today.
Okay.
I'm getting breaking news. Bernie Sanders just gave up his birthday to Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Oh, there you
yay. Go. Yay. Got a bell? No.
That guy's not going to recognize you today after that.
Nope.
I like you on that other show.
But at least he's continuing his role of just blurting stuff out.
There you go. That's going to happen.
Blurt.
Yeah, Rick Blair.
Yesterday, I gave him a break because he was hungover.
Yeah.
Today he's feeling somewhat normal, right?
Yeah.
Although you watched the end of the game.
I did.
What time did that game end?
Oh, man, I don't know. What it was.
Central time.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. I just knew it was over. I was like, I'm done.
All right.
Yeah.
It's also Chumlee's birthday from Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
Bernie's older.
Yeah, Bernie's
that's my
older
guess.
Than Chumlee. Chumlee's what?
Chumlee's 35.
Okay. All right.
Who's taller?
Oh, jeez.
Bernie Sanders or Chumlee?
Chumlee.
Yeah,
Chumlee.
I think Chumlee's a pretty big guy.
Chumlee.
I think he's also a taller guy.
Chumlee is 5'9".
Uh-oh, he's not
really
tall.
Okay.
Bernie Sanders?
Six
feet.
Yeah.
He is.
John, you didn't guess.
No. I was out of the loop on it. I didn't know that. I wasn't familiar with this Chumlee person.
Oh, yeah, that's a stupid show.
Okay, then who's taller, Bernie Sanders or Wiz Khalifa?
Mm.
although it's not fair because we already know,
I know
how
Bernie's
tall.
6 feet. So
yeah, we already know how tall Bernie is.
I got
is.
6 feet, you know. So,
so that's kind of not fair.
I don't know who.
Wiz Khalifa is 30 today. Yeah, but how tall is he?
He's under 6 feet.
I don't know.
John?
I'm going to go with Bernie. I'm going to go with the 6 feet.
Wiz Khalifa
is 6 feet. He's on a game show. You're the one wants to win money, too.
Look, the John final answer.
Ding, no, no. Ding, ding, ding.
Wiz Khalifa.
My final answer.
He's tall.
Is that your final answer?
I'm going to go with...
John, okay. You can call a friend.
Yeah. No, I got this. Wiz Khalifa, he's tall, skinny. Yeah,
Wiz is 6'4".
So it wasn't your final answer, and you changed it. Yeah. All right.
Sometimes you can change it.
That's fine. Okay. Better move on before we make it a whole segment.
Yeah. Right. Although that's all the, I think that's all the heights that I have today.
That was good. Okay. It's coming along great.
We'll come up with more. Yeah. There's always more, man.
Yeah, there is. Now, you're still in this bit about what not to tell your significant other, right?
Right. What not, yeah. Things that you don't necessarily need to tell your partner, whether it's...
Are you married, John?
No.
Okay.
No,
you see anybody steady right now?
No, I'm pretty single right
now. Pretty single right now. I know Chad is.
He's living single.
Okay. Yeah.
You get it, John. This guy.
This guy. You liked him yesterday.
I know.
You like him today?
I like him today. I still say he's a delight. This guy. This is my buddy right here.
This guy's a delight.
This guy. This guy. Yeah.
He's living signal. That's a 20-year-old joke right there. I like that.
But he's still working it's still- man. But he did it yesterday, too. So it's like the hits just keep on coming, man.
Well,
play the
hit.
Hits, man. Just play the hits.
The hit. So things that you don't need to tell your partner include, but are not limited to, your sexual history, maybe stupid things you did when you were single, your minor relationship doubts, if you're just starting to, you know, wonder about things, you don't have to tell them right away.
Mm-hmm.
You also don't need to tell them that you wish that they were more successful.
Oh.
Let's say that your partner has a job that they really like,
yeah,
but it does not make them rich. Say you're in radio.
I was going to say, that sounds familiar.
Or maybe you can't figure out why they just don't try a little bit harder to move up the ranks at the current job. They say if you tell the other person this frustration, your comments will be experienced as unsupportive and hurtful.
Is this other person also a full-time worker?
Oh, yeah.
No, in this situation. Are they working harder to go ahead in their company?
I think that's assumed.
All right.
Okay.
They say, in the end, it's probably better just to keep these thoughts to yourself, especially if the significant other has struggled with these self-confidence issues in the past. Or we all know that if there's something that you really like, even though you're not making money at it, somebody telling you, hey, when are you going to give that up?
Yeah. Sure wish you made more money.
Yeah.
Nah, that doesn't really work. You also don't need to tell them that you dislike one of their family members.
Ooh, that was almost a spit take.
Wow.
Ooh, somebody had a
nerve on that one, man.
I just think in this day of Trumpers and non-Trumpers, that comes up a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you might have tolerated somebody, then you found out that they are kind of racist. You go, I really don't like that person now. Yeah, but he's my uncle. He's
right,
my
because
son, you
they
know,
reveal a lot more of themselves on the social media.
In the situation. Yeah, that person's really ugly. I don't want to hang out with that person.
And it opens it up to comment.
It does, especially because you don't need to be. Actually, this isn't happening. My wife's family is all pretty cool when it comes to politics. At least her immediate family is. But actually, I got some people on my dad, on my back in Pennsylvania that I'm starting to not like. And I'm related because I'm thinking, you shouldn't say that. That's kind of racist.
Yeah. Well, that's your family member, and that's fine.
That's my family.
You don't have to say you love them, but spewing any hate will only backfire, they say.
Remember you're forced to hang out with people sometimes, you know, in a relationship.
I was talking about this on stage yesterday. Yeah. I think everybody can get rid of at least one family member.
Oh, yeah.
Just get rid of it. Like
elimination,
just get them out of the family
right,
somehow.
Right, exactly right. Well, they were talking about how they always use the word uncle because it's always some drunk uncle kind of situation, but... the Trump uncle that ruins the party, you know.
Mm.
You show up at the party and just talk party stuff, football, sports, whatever.
Right.
But and you know you don't agree politically, just don't bring it up. If nobody brings it up, then but fine, somebody yeah. brings it up.
Oh,
the drunk yeah. Trumper brings it up.
They've got to.
Yeah.
I'll just get up and walk out of those situations.
So do I anymore.
I mean, I'm just like, yep, I'm out.
So
goodbye.
Do I. Yep. Yeah.
Go to another room, find another conversation,
right.
Just leave.
I just leave too.
And make it,
ain't worth
and
it.
Make it plainly obvious that that's why I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I, yeah. No, I'm not it, having this.
It,
goodbye.
It just ain't worth it.
I think I'm the family member that most people don't like.
Well, not because of Trump.
Right, if you can't
just because you're a drunk.
If you can't think of a family member that you don't like, well,
it's you.
Then yeah, it's me.
We should really get Uncle Todd out of here.
He's going to start spewing his Trump stuff.
No, he hates Trump, but he's just drunk.
He's going to start spewing it.
He's just going to talk about the bridge being closed in his neighborhood. He can't get to work.
Adidas vomit shoes.
Yep. I am cut off from the world.
You don't need to tell your significant others that others, not others.
Oh, there you go. that you have another one. Yeah, good
yeah
point.
That you think one of their friends is hot.
No.
You don't need to mention that. No. Only, that's assuming that you're not going to act on it.
Well, that's
right.
What if they ask you, do you think my friend
let
is hot?
Let that go.
Deny.
What's
deny,
the question?
Deny, deny, deny.
The guy's in the commercial, the guy's in the shower, and his wife yells in, hey, if you could date one of my friends, which one would it be? And he's in the shower going,
Oh, I don't like your friends.
First of all, a guy doesn't even ask that
Nobody
question.
Nobody asks that question.
But women do sometimes. They don't say date, but they might say, do you think my friend's hot?
Yeah.
Deny.
You would say yes, John?
Let's see. Yeah, sometimes, because that can...
what if she...
Yeah, honesty.
What if she
I
obviously
enjoy
is,
honesty.
What if her friend obviously is hot? I mean,
yeah.
Obviously her friend is good looking.
You're not going to deny
You're not going to say,
you know,
no, she's
say,
a
oh,
pig.
No, she's not. Yeah. Like, you know she looks... You know, because
right.
You
but this
do
is
that.
Being actually attracted to them.
What if she's asking because she wants to...
I get a free
exactly.
Shot.
See, that could be something.
That's
why I said
that's also not happening.
Right.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Yeah. Good one.
That's just a more
that always happens.
Trap.
Right. It can happen. Yeah.
Theoretically.
Right. If they ask that happen. Question, you should jump to that conclusion.
Yeah. So, she's hot.
Why are we all going to sleep together?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, sorry. Well, yeah, she's hot.
You think about a threesome with her?
That should be your first answer.
Yeah.
What do you think about a threesome? Yes. No, I just wonder if she was hot. Okay. Nick's that last
time. No.
No, well, here's the answer. Why does she think I'm hot? Say that. Why does she, like me? And forget who you're talking to. Tell her I like her.
Yeah,
you're telling your wife you like her friend.
Yeah, she's into me. I think she's all right.
Try that at home.
You also don't need to tell your significant other anything negative that your friends or family say about them.
Who would do that?
People do that.
I know. Have you heard that?
Yeah, that's
people
just
do
starting
that.
Stuff,
yeah.
though. That's
but people do. People like to stir the pot.
You know, my something.
You know
nothing,
that.
Nothing good is coming out of that.
Nothing you know, good, you know, but you know. People are freaks.
Yeah.
People are mean.
Yep.
People are nasty people.
Yeah.
People are horrible. And they will stir the pot.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But makes no sense. It's just going to start some stuff.
Right.
And of course. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. That friend, you know, is not going to be invited over. And,
but we're talking to people that will do that stupid stuff.
All right. Well, I don't understand any of this.
No.
I think we hit a nerve over here.
Did somebody say you suck, Craig?
I recently had
somebody
tell me
about
negative Facebook comments.
About the show or about you?
Me personally.
Hey, and
I said, why are you even telling me this?
Thank you.
Why would you even tell me?
Right.
What is your point? Oh, I just think it's funny. No. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
I'm not on there because I don't want to see this crap.
You know, that's a good one. Because I've had that necessarily, I'm not sure exactly who, but I've been in a situation where somebody starts to tell me something that I don't want to hear, and it's not going to, it's a bad thing in my life for me to hear that.
Yes.
It just, I don't care what that person thinks of me. You're right. I've seen that situation.
Absolutely.
Right. That's why Facebook's
brilliant. No. Right. Don't need it. No. Unnecessary.
You don't want to know what they're saying about you on Facebook right now.
No, I don't ever want to know.
Crabby bastard.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're crabby, though.
You also don't want to tell your significant other that you've had better sex.
With somebody else, you mean?
Who's ever said that?
Yeah, why would you even think that? Why would you even think it's okay to say that?
If it's true.
Apparently, that comes up because it's on this list.
Like, honey, you're the second best lover I've ever had.
Your partner wants to know that they are the best
ever. You might
want to
work harder. You know, I've had better, but you know, this is good. But look, I'm going to tell you something. This is a few tricks.
You know. Let me just give you a little incentive.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's all.
You can be number one.
Apparently, some people do this. Their partner wants to know that they're the best ever. They want you to forget all others before them, so let them think you have.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
No good that can come from letting your partner know how great the sex was with whoever it was, and maybe she should try that.
Do this like my last girlfriend.
Yes.
All right.
Who has ever done that?
People do. That's why it pops up from...
Yeah, I've never done that.
No one will admit
therapists,
to that either.
That's why it comes up from these therapists. You don't need to tell them that you were not initially attracted to them. They say that attraction often grows after getting to know someone. Offhandedly mentioning that it took some time for you to become attracted to your current partner is not helpful. This information is hurtful and now irrelevant.
When I first met you, I thought you were a real asshat. I'm sure that goes on.
Well, asshat is not mentioned. Yeah, I'll guarantee that.
Well, that means that they were not attracted to you,
right,
probably.
Right.
And there's no point in reminiscing with your partner about what you missed from your last relationship.
John, when you were on TV, I mean, on a weekly series, you know, in the 90s and stuff like that, and even with the Hughleys for that matter, could you tell if a girl liked you because of you or because you were on TV?
Because,
you know, ran in those crowds, so people ran up to you and said, I love you on that show. Hey.
Yeah, it's...
Did you just not care?
No, I cared.
Oh, yeah. You did.
I cared. Because I was doing all right before the show. So
yeah, you were.
It was like...
But the show
with
pushed...
the show, that was a whole
Turbo
different different level of things. And it was cool. I just knew that these girls were fine. And
you could tell that they were there for one reason.
Yeah, but I was there for a reason, too, because they were fine.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah.
It was just like, it was just an attraction.
Oh, the groupies things was okay, but could you tell if a girl... If you started liking a girl, could you tell if she actually liked you or did they still like your fame?
I could tell.
Got it.
Yeah, I could tell.
You were good at it? Okay,
you know,
good.
Yeah, I was pretty good at it.
Yeah, because we get that all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know if they like us for us or like us just because we're on the radio.
That's right. You got to be careful, man.
But when I was on the radio in Cleveland, you get those radio groupies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I took advantage of that for years before I got hooked
so
up.
So did I. Yeah. I knew they were using me. I didn't care.
No.
Use me.
I'm here to be used.
Nobody cared.
John, did you have any that tried to move in with you?
Or
stick around when you knew, no, this isn't going to go any farther than this?
Yeah, that happens. And, you just have to...
Wouldn't leave your apartment that day.
Just
I'm here when you get home.
Oh, yeah, I've thrown shoes and clothes out in the hallway. I'm like, I said, leave, I'm done. You don't understand, you're not moving anything in here.
Your toothbrush is out there, too.
Yeah. I say,
who's
get...
This? Our buddy Joe America.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Hey, good morning. You said something, and I had some deja vu.
What happened?
My second marriage.
Second.
This is a friend of ours, Joe. He's on his third.
The second one that didn't count.
He's on his third and final, he says.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember her saying that, when I first met you, I thought you were an asshole.
Really?
And that came back.
Funny.
Hence the divorce, right?
Cycle around.
Yeah.
Right there. It happened. Happened to Joe.
So she should have gone with her first thought.
It turns out you were right.
First thought, right.
Yeah.
You're right. Get out.
When it comes to Joe, trust your instincts.
And that came back.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.